audio service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 2004. This is issue number 234, and I'm your host, Fred Bobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. My address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number 419-228-6223. If you live in the United States of America or Canada and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you get to keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and click on the Join Us link at the top of the page.
Welcome to AM Switch on the DX Audio Service for September 2004. First of all, call letter changes. A couple of Maryland stations have swapped calls. 540 WDMV in Pocomoke City and 700 WGOP in Walkersville, Maryland have swapped, so you can change your logs. 540 is now WGOP, and on 700, they're WDMV. Also on 700, KCAF in Wiley, Texas, a new station not yet on the air, has taken new calls of KHSE. On 920, WAFS in Atlanta, Georgia, has swapped calls with 1119 in Atlanta. They're now WGKA, and the 1190 station in Atlanta is now WAFS. 960, WKVN in Quebradillas, Puerto Rico, they're now WCHQ. 980, KJOX in Sela, Washington, they've taken the call of KBBO. 1010 in Tooele, Utah, KIQN, they've changed calls to KCPW. 1060 WBRE in Canton, Ohio, yep, we just switched this guy last month, but they've now taken the call of WILB. 1140 KVSP, Oklahoma City, they've changed their calls to KRMP. On 1250, WKNX in Bay City, Michigan, has taken up the call of WNEM. 1300 KBZC in Colorado Springs, Colorado, their new call is KKML. A new station in Welch, West Virginia, on 1340, their call letters are WELA. They've been granted 1,000 watts, 24 hours, non-directional. 1370 in Pearl City, Hawaii, KITT has changed calls to KFIF. 1390 WHPB in Belton, South Carolina, they've taken the call of WLUA. KBBO 1390 in Yakima, Washington has changed to KJOX. 1400 WJGC Fort Walton Beach, Florida, they're programming adult standards with a new call of WBAU. 1500 WDEN in Macon, Georgia, their new call WWFN. 1590 WWWN in Oakville, Connecticut, their new call WKKK. And on 1620, WBUB in Gulf Breeze, Florida, has changed their call to WNRP. New stations on the air on 870 KJMP in Pierce, Colorado. Reports indicate this new station is testing with 70s rock music and infrequent IDs. They were originally granted 5,000 watts during the day, 246 watts at night with two patterns back in 2000. But in March of this year, they received permission to change that to 1,200 watts during the day, 320 watts at night, using two patterns. So we assume that's what they're using. KENT 1400 in Parowan, Utah, their new station is on with 800 watts, non-directional. And on 1680, KTFH in Seattle, Washington is on. Their facilities are the X-band regular, 10,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, non-directional, and their format is religious programming. The following construction permits are now on the air. 640 WVLG in Wildwood, Florida, they're on with 930 watts days, 860 watts at night, non-directional. 890 KLFF, Arroyo Grande, California, their CP for 5,000 watts during the day and night, directional only nights, is now on. 1020 KYXE in Union Gap, Washington is on the air with 4,000 watts during the day directional, 400 watts at night non-directional, as well as a city of license change from SELA. 1040 KGGR in Dallas, Texas, their CP for 3,300 watts during the day and 2,800 watts during critical hours, all non-directional, is now on. 1230 KYVA Gallup, New Mexico, They're now on the air with 920 watts day and night non-directional. 1370 WWLG Pikesville, Maryland. Their CP for 50,000 watts during the day and 7,700 watts nighttime, utilizing two separate patterns, is now on. 1390 WKPA Lynchburg, Virginia. They've recently moved to this frequency from 1170. They've got an increase in day power and added night service. They're now 4,700 watts during the day, 34 watts at night, all non-directional. 1410 KDBS Alexandria, Louisiana is now on the air with 1,000 watts during the day, 30 watts at night from a newly erected 191-foot tower. And 1550 KIWA Sheldon, Iowa is now on the air with 283 watts during the day, 6 watts at night, non-directional. Some newly granted construction permits, 810 WJJQ in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, they've been granted a CP to add nighttime operation. They'll now be 980 watts during the day, 13 watts at night, non-directional. 910 KNEW in Oakland, California, they'll soon become 20,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night, using two different patterns. 930 WLSS in Sarasota, Florida, they've been granted to increase the nighttime power to become 5,000 watts during the day, 3,000 watts at night, using two patterns. 1150 WHBY, Kimberly, Wisconsin. This station is licensed for 5 kilowatts day and night using two different patterns. They've got a CP to increase both day and night power levels from a new 5-tower site. They'll soon be 20,000 watts during the day, 25,000 watts during the night, with two patterns. An amendment was submitted recently and granted by the FCC to add an additional tower, making 6 total. 1160 WYLL in Chicago has been granted a CP for 50,000 watts day and night using two different patterns. The station will erect a new 6-tower site approximately 28 miles south of the present day night site for night operations, making them another 2-site operation. The new night pattern is directed north towards 003 degrees to be enjoyed by Chicagoans, Lake Michigan, and northward. 1230 KYVA Gallup, New Mexico, their CP for 920 watts day and night, non-directional, has been issued. 1250 WMTR Morristown, New Jersey has been granted a CP to add 1 tower to their current 3 in order to increase nighttime power. When built, this station will become 5,000 watts during the day, 7,000 watts at night, using two patterns. On 1260, KWEI in Weezer, Idaho has been granted a CP to increase daytime power to become 10,000 watts during the day, 60 watts at night, non-directional. 1380, KMUS in Muskogee, Oklahoma has been granted a CP for 7,500 watts during the day, 250 watts at night, using two patterns from 6 new towers about 15 miles north of the current site, along with a change in city of license to Sperry, Oklahoma. 1520 WVOZ in San Juan, Puerto Rico has been granted a CP to increase night power. They'll become 25,000 watts during the day and night using two different patterns. And 1560 KABI Abilene, Kansas has been granted a CP to add night operation. They'll soon become 250 watts during the day, 58 watts at night, non-directional. 2 applications for new stations have been submitted. On 1210 in Cedarville, Illinois, the application is for 2,000 watts during the day, 250 watts at night, using two patterns. Cedarville, by the way, is about 5 miles north of Freeport. And on 1500, Winchester, Nevada wants a new station. Their application is for 1,500 watts during the day and night, using directional pattern during night hours only. Winchester is a suburb of Las Vegas. Some other actions. WJJB 900 in Brunswick, Maine had a construction permit to lower their daytime power, but now asks that it be rescinded. The station remains 1,000 watts during the day, 66 watts at night, non-directional. WNWF 1120 in Destin, Florida, the station had a CP to increase power to 2,200 watts, but is asked to rescind that request. They remain 1,000 watts non-directional, daytime only. And the big news, 1170 WWVA in Wheeling, West Virginia is staying put. Capstar, the licensee of WWVA, submitted a letter withdrawing the proposed move of this station to Stowe, Ohio. The FCC has complied and the application has been dismissed as of July 19th. 1340 WFSH in Valparaiso, Niceville, Florida. The station had a CP to reduce their power level to become 920 watts day and night non-directional, but has asked to rescind that request, so they remain 1,000 watts day and night. And on 1500 KIEV Burbank, California, as near as I can make out interpreting FCC lawyer speak, This unbuilt station was granted an extension to their CP through April 25th of 2002. Since it remains unbuilt to this day, the FCC has denied further extensions, including the latest petition for reconsideration. Some Canadian news to report, Chum Limited has requested that the license of CFJR 830 Brockville, Ontario be revoked as the FM station built to replace CFJR is up and running. The CRTC was happy to oblige, so you can scratch out, white out, line out the listing for CFJR in your AM log. You have one, don't you? Anyway, I recall the big push to occupy the frequencies of 1A clear channels over the past 10 or 15 years. Now it seems it wasn't such a good idea after all. They should have gone the FM route in the first place. The CRTC has received the following applications. CJNS 1240 Meadow Lake, Saskatchewan has applied to convert its facility to 102.3 MHz with 45,000 watts ERP at 158 meters. The CBC has proposed to replace CBXJ 850, their 40-watt repeater of CBX 740 Edmonton at Jasper, Alberta, with an FM station at 98.1 with 259 watts ERP at about 500 meters. MCKKC 880 Nelson, British Columbia is asking to convert to 106.9 MHz with 2,000 watts at 390 meters. Some other news from here and there. KDZR 1640 in Lake Oswego, Oregon is licensed for the standard X-band 10 kilowatts day, 1 kilowatts night non-directional. They submitted an application to raise their nighttime power to 10,000 watts using a directional antenna pattern, but were initially turned down by the FCC. The owner, ABC Incorporated, asked that the request be reinstated, and the FCC returned the request to the pending status. Station executives should listen to this column, if for nothing more than to see what the FCC is fining stations for. Same old story every issue. Public records and secure tower gates. Let's see who got caught this time. WPHX 1220 in Sanford, Maine has been levied the amount of $13,600 for having their studio and public files housed at their office in Portland. Too far for the inspector to walk. Tack on another $13,600 for the same violations for their FM station. WXMC 1360, Parsippany, Troy Hills, New Jersey, has been fined $6,300 for failing to lock the tower fences. WSEV 930 in Sevierville, Tennessee, has been fined $2,400 for not updating their antenna structure registration information when they bought the tower. KLEY 1130 in Wellington, Kansas, has been fined $3,200 for not powering down at night to their authorized power of 1 watt. What was the special occasion? Well, the owner had entered into a contract to carry Nebraska University football games in their entirety, and the FCC monitors just happened to be listening when the signal should have been at that 1 watt level, but wasn't. Only two stations have been reported to be silent in the past month, those being WRMS 790 in Beardstown, Illinois, and WCMA 1230, Corinth, Mississippi. WBMQ 630 in Savannah, Georgia is back on after about 6 weeks of silence. Same format, News Talk, same slogan, News Talk 630 WBMQ. Also back on is WRSM 1540, Sumaton, Alabama, with a country and western format. Thanks go to Sean Axelrod and Wayne Heinen for information supplied for this issue. Well, my time is up. Thanks for yours. Next batter, number one for station IDs on the travelog, John Bowker.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful.
Thank you, Bill Hale, and hello, everybody. Boy, have we got a full program for you today. At 890 on the dial, we're going to cover the country from one end to the other, and then some. In fact, let's go back to Bob Rathbun's recording of 1994 near Boston.
You're tuned to 890 AM, WBMA Dedham, WBIV Natick.
Esta es Radio Emanuel, 890 AM, contigo en mente siempre.
And Linda and I were up that way about 5 years later, 1999. We found things hadn't changed a great deal at the 890 dial position, except for the call letters.
WBPS. Venom Boston.
Tus canciones de amor favoritas
solo en una estación.
La Nueva Amor 890.
And then quite recently they changed once again. So between the patience of my wife Linda and Bob Rathman and the Boston Radio Archives with Garrett Wallman, I think we've got them all for you here.
WLLA, Lowell Lover, WANG, Denham, Boston.
¿Qué harías con $1,000,000?
Diablo, un millón.
Lo primero que voy a hacer es votar a mi marido.
You know, between 890 up that way and 1510 and 1150, I think we could spend an entire travelogue in the Boston area doing the history of all the call letter changes. Oh, okay. Let's move down to central Pennsylvania.
You can hear on Shackled Sundays at 1:30 p.m. and again at 7:05 p.m. right here on WFKJ.
Radio station WFKJ, 890 a.m. with studio and transmitter located at Jesus' Lord Ministries International. We're working for King Jesus, sending the message around the world. Join us at Jesus' Lord Ministries International, 8 miles west of Gettysburg along U.S. Route 30, Cashtown, Pennsylvania. Our service times are as follows. Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Sunday evening.
And we find some more gospel programming if we go down even southwest of Roanoke in the far toe of Virginia. There's a 10,000-watt daytimer down there. In fact, I should point out, all of the stations at 890 on the dial east of Chicago are daytime only, except the one in Dedham, Massachusetts, that we started with. That goes from 25,000 during the day down to 3,400 watts at night.
WKNB Fairlawn, today's Southern Gospel. This is Joy AM.
Oh, a bold-faced lie. Joy AM is in Burlington, Vermont. My goodness. Anyway, we're going to go down into Henderson, North Carolina next.
WKNB, Henderson.
Now, I'm not even sure it's worthwhile giving you this next one. It was recorded at 25 minutes past the hour, according to my notes. I was all by myself driving through South Carolina.
WBAJ, 890 AM, Blythewood, Columbia.
Me and Jenny were jumping on Mommy's bed.
Now, all I can tell you is that's where the tape ran out. I know there was a story there somewhere. I have no idea what it was. Oh, life's little moments. Tim Hendel came up with this next recording for us from Alabama.
Web, WYAM, Hartsville, Decatur, Athens, Huntsville.
Okay, 1 second.
Some analysts had predicted holiday shoppers would be as tight-fisted this season as they have been over the past few months.
Well, very good, Tim. Thanks a lot. You know, I was just thinking, we haven't seen you since, what, the Knoxville convention? That's too long ago, Tim. We'll have to get together one of these days. This next announcer, I think he has major market talent written all over him. What do you think?
South Mississippi, welcome into the Hall of Fame. Lars Ulrich Glennon, I'll be around till 8 o'clock. Come here, wait, 3 o'clock, it's going to be the Hal's Live Hour. It's 201 from WQIS Laurel Hattiesburg. Q89 and 99 on the outside.
Now, that ID was recorded back in 1991, my goodness, 13 years ago, by Dale Hamm. Thank you, Dale. And this next one was recorded just last year by Ron Gitshire.
Rejoice, musical soul food, where we play the best variety of contemporary and traditional gospel music on AM 890 WEEV, Laurel, Hattiesburg.
makes no difference what you're going through.
That was a good catch, Ron. Remember, that was the trip you made, a flying trip. You got something like 50 recordings in 2.5 hours or something. Nice going. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we come to another station that's not just a daytimer. This is the station that got me started DXing, I have to admit, and the first recording I ever made of a station break because it was going through my mind wildly. This is WLS Chicago.
Chicago.
Now, we have over 20 variations of the WLS jingle, and some of the IDs with no jingle whatsoever, going all the way back to the days, you know, of the big jocks, too, in Chicago. But two things come to mind. One, Mark Durenberger is doing just an outstanding job covering the clear channels, and, of course, 890 is clear channel out of Chicago. And the other is that the second side of the very first DX Audio Service tape was just about entirely devoted to a history and sounds of WLS. We're going to have to get Fred to reissue that sometime. He and another fellow did a fantastic job on that. So, rather than show off our entire collection at this point in time, let's move along so we can give you a sampling of other stations that are operating at 890 on the dial. Skip Dabelstein, he was in Missouri and picked up this station for us.
KGGN Gladstone.
Nice going, Skip. How you do that from Tucson, I'll never know. Oh, you weren't in Tucson. Okay. Now, Dale Hamm, I'm glad he had a full reel of tape in his machine when he recorded this next ID. I'll explain in a moment.
From the beautiful Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, you're listening to KVOZ 890 AM Laredo, Texas. Christian Radio Network.
Yes, indeed. You have just heard one of my heavier editing jobs on the audio service travelogue. There were 24 stations in that one ID that the poor fella had to read. He'd still be going on if I'd let him. Well, ride along with us now, 8 years ago, through Oklahoma City.
It's 1 o'clock. And 94 degrees. You are tuned to KBYE 890 AM in Oklahoma City. This is Virginia, and I'll be with you till 8:15 tonight.
We are living in this world of cares.
And then Scott Feibusch was in Oklahoma City in July 2004. Yeah, that's right. The wonders of MP3 on email.
Is Gospel 890, KTLR, Oklahoma City, a service of Tyler Media.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's a race against time in southwestern Pennsylvania. Rescuers are struggling.
And we visit next the Upper Plains states.
One day soon, the temperature will fall below zero and stay in the minus column all day long, as recorded at the KQLX studios. Send a card with your guest to Below Zero, KQLX, Lisbon, North Dakota, and win a $200 Fisher Brand stereo system from Q Country 89 KQLX.
And our last stop in the continental United States will be in St. George, Utah. In fact, this was Mark Durenberger's stop in St. George.
The latest news every 30 minutes on News Talk 890, KDXU and KSGI, St. George.
Dorothy McIntyre. If you plan to check out a Mideast Peace Summit in Washington Monday, don't hold your breath.
Well, that does it for the continental United States. But wait, there's more. My old friend Chris Martin from Down Under sent this beauty to us.
Windy Music, 2XW, 890, Wellington, New Zealand.
Just a little bit of rock and roll, and a little bit of sweet black soul, and you've got news.
And there they are in New Zealand at 890, right on the dot. And then Ron Gitshire, going through the Caribbean as he did for so long, he picked up this one for us, while tuned to 895 in Charleston, Nevis. And you're listening for the station IDing as VON.
Join host Frankie Jackson and his special guests every Sunday for 1 hour from 7 p.m. on Sports Special. Reviews, interviews, personalities, commentaries, and more. It's Sports Special with Frankie Jackson and his guests on the Eastern Caribbean powerhouse, VON Radio, 895 a.m.
You know, it occurs to me that half the IDs we play that Ron has sent in to us are DX catches, and that's because Ron goes after the tough ones, and I don't know what I'd do without him, so we're most grateful for that. Now, let's see. Normally, I would be telling you that we're turning this over to Mark Durenberger at this point. However, Mark is out in the desert in this kind of weather. That gives you some idea of... Well, never mind. I don't want to say any more about Mark. But have we got a delightful surprise for you. Any one of you who attended the Dallas convention last year over Labor Day, you met three terrific guys. Remember? John Callerman, Bill Hale, of course, and Wally Warrow of WFAA Television. Wally has put together a terrific series on a visit that he and his wife made to the state of Alaska. So we take you now to Wally Warrow on the DX Audio Service, who is obviously on board a cruise ship on the Inner Passage to Alaska.
The travel guides say that Alaska has become the second most popular cruise destination in the world, and it's easy to see why. Unmatched scenery, a habitat that supports wildlife from bears and moose to eagles and whales, even areas once claimed by the timber industry are undergoing sensible renewal. It's rugged, romantic, the last frontier, and the land of the midnight sun. I'm Wally Warrow at WFAA-TV in Dallas for the DX Audio Service, and in June my wife and I celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary with an Alaskan cruise and land tour. We chose Celebrity Cruise Lines. Our ship was the Summit, and we embarked from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, on an 11-day trip of a lifetime. It was everything you could imagine and more. I packed my Radio Shack DX398 and the Sony Mini Disc Recorder and managed to capture something rarely heard in the lower 48, which is Alaskan radio on AM and FM. Obviously, we were on a cruise, not a de-expedition, but with a little planning, I was able to capture IDs from our ports of call and stations in the interior cities that we visited. We were en route to our first port, Ketchikan, Alaska, and while still at sea, my first catch came from British Columbia. CHTK 560 Prince Rupert, British Columbia. Northwest of Vancouver, they're running the Mix adult contemporary music format. Next was the CBC Radio 1 service, and note the ID.
One of my favorite players, just for musical reasons, you know, it has nothing to do with the trumpet or anything. You know?
You're listening to the best in jazz on Hot Air here on CBC Radio 1, 860 on the AM dial in Merritt, Grand Forks, and Caslow, 690 AM in Vancouver. I'm Paul Grant, and my guest in the studio is trumpet player, composer, big band leader, and music educator Alan Matheson, and we're in the middle of a Gods and Goddesses session where Alan is sharing with us.
That was CFPR, Prince Rupert, British Columbia on 860, and secondarily, of course, Vancouver's CBU on 690 was mentioned. Not a true legal ID, but you know, the CBC has their own way of doing things, I guess. Next up is not a true legal ID either, but from about a couple of hundred miles out, a rather good signal from Ketchikan's KTKN 930.
Got the love I need so much.
And music keeps on coming right here on Ketchikan's very own classic, KTKN.
They run talk programming along with ABC's satellite oldies format, and it was kind of funny. The jock on the air at the time, John McCarty, also handles afternoon traffic reports here at WFAA Channel 8. We arrived in port for a short visit to Ketchikan the following day, and we saw the Alaskan Lumberjack Show, and my wife went shopping. And if you've recently cruised Alaska, you know how big a deal shopping is in the different ports of call. But before departure, I caught several of the FMs that serve the area from our stateroom. First of all, the ubiquitous local Calvary Network translator.
This is George Cardin reporting for UNI News.
KAWZ is rebroadcast on the following FM translators: W205 AS Gulf Breeze, W220 CC Johnsonville, K218 CF New Braunfels, K215 EE Fayetteville.
Turning hearts to heaven, the Calvary Satellite Network.
WZ Twin Falls, the Calvary Satellite Network.
Though they didn't mention it in that string of translator call acknowledgments, KAWZ rebroadcasts to Ketchikan and vicinity at 91.1, and the official call is K216DG. Next, it was on to Oldies 99.9 KFMJ.
Call today for more information or to make an appointment.
KFMJ, Ketchikan, Hollis, Thorne Bay.
We'll get back to Stan Freeberg and part two of My Friend Irma in just a moment or so. Also coming up this afternoon, Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons.
That was kind of a surprise to hear them running When Radio Was on a Sunday afternoon. And by the way, KFMJ has a rather neat website. It features their collection of old radios. It's worth taking a look at. We'll move up the dial now to 106.7.
And be listening for more of what makes this town so unique and interesting. Another look at our colorful history, all on much of this same station.
Playing your favorite hits 24 hours a day. Gateway 106.7, KGTW. Gateway to Big Country.
KGTW is KTKN 930's sister, and they're running ABC's satellite country format. Our next destination on our journey was Skagway, and across the bay, the town of Haines. Now, there are no AM signals, a couple of translators, but one full-time station on FM, and it's an interesting one. This is the sound of community radio in Alaska.
And that was Calexico. Before that, we heard the Gypsy Kings, and we heard Ojos de Brujo. I think that's Eyes of the Witch. Isn't that right, Bern? Yeah. And we had Keb Mo, John Mayer, and we started out with Alex Olson. Well, we're going to come out of the South now and come back into North America, and I have a song from Sam Phillips for you this morning. Hope you're up enjoying the sunny, beautiful weather.
So, what station are we listening to here? Well, let's see if the next break solves the mystery.
Oh, yeah.
That was more music from Jeb Lloyd Nichols. And then we had Sam Phillips right before that. So if you don't have a job, now's the time to listen up, unless you don't want a job.
In which the case, it's time for me to stop reading. Chilcat Cruises is looking for a purser and a deckhand slash engineer. Pay is $10 an hour, DOE, depending on experience. Call 766-210. We're missing a digit there, or stop by the office on Beach Road. That's probably
your best. I think it's 2100.
Okay, so they just saved on ink by putting or right after that. Call 766-210 or stop by the office on Beach Road. South of the Border restaurant needs a part-time dishwasher on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. For application, call 766-2840 or stop by the restaurant. Haynesboro School District is looking for a special education teacher or special education teacher and an assistant principal. Call Ashley at 766-2644 for more info. The Sockeye Cycle in Skagway is hiring summer drivers and possibly bike guides. Stop by and see Christy at Sockeye Cycle in Skagway. That's 381 Fifth Avenue off Broadway.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. If you need a job, that's it. Hey, it's 9:15. If you're not up, you should be. It's absolutely gorgeous out there. I guess we have a week to enjoy this gorgeous weather, but you never know when it's going to rain.
Or burn.
So get up. Good morning, everyone.
Well, at least they sounded like they were having fun. By the way, that was KHNS at 102.3 FM. Juneau is the state capital, and the only way you can get in and out of Juneau is by boat or by air. There are no roads connecting the city with any other part of the state or nearby British Columbia. Juneau was home to two AM stations. First, KJNO 630.
Break out the garden hose and let the kids run through the sprinkler. Looking for sunny and near 83 again this afternoon. Wednesday continued sunny and near 80. Thursday and Friday clear and upper 70s. Maybe a few passing clouds on the weekend ahead. Major League Baseball every weekend right here on Talk Radio 630 KJNO Juneau.
The other AM is on 800.
Coming up on Capital Chat here in just about 20 minutes or so, it's Alaskans for Tobacco-Free Kids. Join us.
KINY Juneau is rebroadcast on the following FM translators. K280DX serving Angoon and Lower Chatham Strait, and K280ED serving Hoona and Icy Strait on 103.9 megahertz. Translator K278AC serving Cake at 103.5 megahertz. And translator K279AF serving Haines and Skagway at 103.7 megahertz.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Does Walmart pay female workers less than male workers?
KINY 800 had as local a morning show as I've heard in years. I've got about 40 minutes of it saved, and the host talks about anything and everything nonstop. Truly entertaining. And adding to the romantic flair of it all, their morning news segments are called News of the North. A couple of more days of cruising followed, then we began our land tour. Next month, we'll hear stations in Anchorage, AM and FM, as well as the AM stations of Fairbanks. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Wally Warrow.
And now at 5.5 minutes past 7 a.m., a look at Tuesday morning traffic at this hour. We'll go to the skies first in KMPC's John McElhaney, who's up above it all in KMPC Airwatch Helicopter 4. John?
Mark, early morning traffic eastbound on that Ventura, not all bad this morning as it moves eastbound from San Diego to the Hollywood.
The Associated Press office in Los Angeles has reported that Lloyd C. Sigmund, who invented the Sig Alerts that warn Southern California motorists of freeway traffic jams, has died. He was 95. Sigmund died after a long illness at Greene County Assisted Living, a nursing home in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, according to head nurse Barbara Harper. Sigmund, who had Parkinson's disease, had been at the facility for 4 years. In 1955, Sigmund invented a system that allowed Los Angeles police to issue emergency warnings to local radio stations. At the time, he was an executive for radio station KMPC and wanted to boost ratings by providing traffic information. Sigmund developed a $600 device that used a tape recorder and shortwave radio receiver, allowing a police dispatcher to activate it using a special tone and then to record a message that could be broadcast. A red light and sometimes a buzzer alerted the radio station engineer that a message was ready. Los Angeles Police Chief William Parker accepted the device on condition that it will be available to all interested stations. He also is reputed to have dubbed the bulletins Sig Alerts, a term that became commonplace. The first Sig Alert was broadcast on September 5, 1955, by six radio stations. It urged doctors and nurses to respond to a train derailment outside downtown's Union Station. The system also is used to report rabid dogs, a ship collision, a pharmacist's potentially fatal error in filling a prescription, and the impending collapse of the Baldwin Hills Dam in 1963. The Sig Alert was Sigmund's claim to fame. He was honored by governments, broadcasting organizations, and the National Safety Council. He even had personalized license plates that said S-I-G-A-L-R-T, Sig Alert. I'm proud of the fact that Sig Alert system made a contribution, Sigmund once said. I never tried to make any money off it. In fact, I lost some because I used to bet on a horse named Sig Alert that never won. The California Highway Patrol later took over freeway traffic duties from the Los Angeles Police Department and handles Sig Alerts, which are now computerized. Sig Alerts are limited by the CHP to any unplanned event that causes the closing of one lane of traffic for 30 minutes or more. Sigmund was born in 1909 to a cattle ranching family in Stigler, Oklahoma. He was fascinated by electronics and got his ham radio license at the age of 14. In 1941, after helping build a radio station in Kansas City, he joined KMPC-AM as an engineer and eventually became a partner with Gene Autry in KMPC's parent, Golden West Broadcasting. During World War II, he was on General Dwight D. Eisenhower's staff as head of non-combat radio communications in the European Theater. After the war, he returned to Golden West and became an executive vice president. He retired in 1969, and in the late 1990s moved back to Oklahoma to be near his family. Lloyd C. Sigmund, dead at the age of 95.
Back here at 8:30 this morning over KMPC Los Angeles, where it's time for the Harris and Frank 8 o'clock report with Howard Flynn. Howard, what's new this hour?
Good morning, Dick. Gerald Ford has made the first hurdle.
I've always enjoyed getting cassettes, CDs, and correspondence from my friends in Canada. There's some great radio to be had north of the border. But it seems like my friends are going to have to start paying a little bit more just to send me some of that great audio. Because the price to mail a letter in Canada will rise 50 cents in January, according to the Canadian Post Office. The new rate, effective January 17th of 2005, is up from the current 49 cents levied in January of this year. The 2.04% increase is derived from a formula using Statistics Canada's Consumer Price Index. The basic letter stamp will carry a picture of the flag or the Queen. The cost to send letters, cards, and postcards to the United States will rise to 85 cents from 80 cents in January, and to $1.45 from $1.40 for other foreign destinations. Postage stamps are also subject to the 7% goods and services tax. International rates are subject to universal postal union rules, a Canadian spokesperson said. Countries pay each other for the cost of handling each other's mail, an expense known as terminal dues. Now, despite this gloomy news, we'll still stick with the same old rate of $28 to our members in Canada. So look on the bright side. You're still getting tapes coming out of the United States to you for the same rate that you've been paying in the last couple years. And speaking of mailings, and this applies really to all members, keep in mind that when your last issue is sent to you, it will have a card attached to it. At no time will anything other than a tape label be attached to the tape. So if you feel a card scotch taped to your tape, you need to subscribe right away so you don't miss an issue. And by the way, the DX Audio Service is usually mailed on the last week of the month. So don't panic if you don't have your tape on the first or the second of the month. When should you panic? Well, perhaps on the 10th of the month. That's when it's obvious that Mr. Postman is getting a free tape. But please keep in mind your subscription date. That way, when you call and chastise me for not sending you your tape, I don't have to say, your subscription ran out. With that, we're going to run out of the studio. Turn over your tape for more of the DX Audio Service.